The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The following program is paid for by Mike Boyle.
He's spent almost 40 years in and around the restaurant industry. He's been an owner and an operator. He's a member of the Colorado Restaurant Hall of Fame. The last quarter of a century, his radio shows have been keeping you updated on the ever-changing Colorado restaurant scene, where he invites you to join him, both on the air and for meals at area restaurants. He's Mike Boyle, and this is The Restaurant Show.
Talk 710 KNUS in Denver and in Colorado Springs, AM 1460 and FM 101.1. The Answer, broadcasting live today, Sunday, June 14th, from beautiful Breckenridge, Colorado, established 1859. Yep, we're at Northside Pizza. Northside Pizza, 315 North Main Street. Brian and John, been the proprietors here for over 10 years. Good guys, graduates of DU Hospitality Program. Came up here to be ski bums, learned how to make pizza. The next thing you know, they opened up Northside Pizza. And it has been a going, Jesse, ever since they got it going. Right on Main Street. So I'll tell you what, I thought I would tell you a little bit about the drive up, a little bit about the history of Breckenridge. We could take your calls at 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. I know an awful lot of you. Angie at Granelli's Pizza in Castle Rock and her husband Mike, they've got a timeshare in Breckenridge. Mark Stanley, who owns the Culver's Butter Burgers and Frozen Custard, New Center Point, Academy Boulevard in Colorado Springs. He owns the one in Falcon. He's got the one at 104th in Thornton. He has a place up here in Breckenridge because Breckenridge, it's not like a lot of ski areas that are just ski focused, but Breckenridge is one of the oldest towns in Colorado. And so consequently, you can come up here and there's all sorts of summer activities. Remember when you only came to the mountains from about December 15th to about April 1st? You came to ski. But now, you know what? You go by Dillon Reservoir. You go by the beautiful bike paths that bring you from I-70 right on into Breckenridge. They've got hiking. They've got biking. They've got motorcycling going through. It's a beautiful, beautiful town. They have turned a big part of the town into a pedestrian-type village so that people could sit outside. Matter of fact, it's funny because Northside Pizza, if you've been up here, it's a small Victorian house. And you know that it holds probably 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, about 9 or 10 tables. You want to know something, though? With the patio out back right on the river, got to find out. I'll bet you, is that the Blue River, Brian? Okay, right out there on the blue, looking right at the mountains. And with tables out front in the sun, believe it or not, if they don't seat anybody inside, they now have more seating outside. So if you'd like to come on up, we'd love to see you. I've got a couple things I want to be talking about today up until 12 o'clock. I'm going to introduce you to Brian Jones. He is the proprietor along with his partner, John. And It's just a great, great place. You know what? If you say, I'm not going to drive up today, but we like to go to the mountains. We like to go to Breckenridge. If you're coming from Colorado Springs, you come over Hoosier Pass, I believe it is. Yep, out of Fairplay. And if you're coming up from Denver, you come up I-70. So we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. I can take your calls at 303-696-1971. I've got a wonderful events coming up next weekend. A week from today is Father's Day. We're going to cover it all right here on the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show. When we come back, I'm going to introduce you to Brian Jones of Northside Pizza here on the Restaurant Show.
If you like Chinese food, good Chinese food, find yourself in the Castle Rock area and you'd like to support a proud U.S. Army veteran, then head on over to the China Cafe, 734 Perry Street in the Safeway Shopping Center, just off I-25 at the Plum Creek exit. Leanne Jin and her husband recently bought the business. It had been her dream while spending almost 10 years in the Army. He's the talented cook in the kitchen and she's the smiling face you see when you enter. China Cafe serves lunch and dinner 6 days a week. They're closed Mondays and features a lot of the basic Chinese items we've grown to love. Start with some soup, hot and sour, egg drop, wonton, maybe have an egg roll appetizer, then stuff your face with wonderful Mongolian beef, sesame chicken, or Mike's favorite, the lemon chicken. Each plate comes with your choice of fried or steamed rice. China Cafe has a liquor license, plenty of free parking for now. However, they've decided to continue with takeout and delivery only. So call them to order. And for details on when they'll reopen their dining room, their number is 303-688-8013. 303-688-8013. Be sure to say hello to Leanne. You'll love her, and you'll be supporting a proud Army veteran in a small family business. China Cafe in Castle Rock.
Hey, I'm going to tell you about a steakhouse up on the north side. I'm going to tell you about a place that the Northsiders have known about for years. It's called Mickey's Top Sirloin. Started in 1962. It's at 6950 Broadway. That's 70th and Broadway, right off I-25, right near the Boulder Turnpike. And sure, North Glen and Thornton and Westminster, they've all known about it. But you know what? You Southsiders, folks over on the west side, folks on the east, it's easy to get to. It's I-25 and 70. Stop off and see them. You know what? It was started by a guy named Mickey. Actually, everybody calls and Mike. Well, he sold it about 2 or 3 years ago to a good friend of mine, a guy named Trace Welch, longtime restaurant guy. He's got great extensive background in the Texas Roadhouse Company, and he's been doing a great job. They've got an extensive menu, and it's called Mickey's Top Sirloin, so you know they got some good steaks, but you know what else? They've got some wonderful Italian food. They've got some nice Mexican dishes. Stop by and see them. It's open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Mickey's Top Sirloin up at 6950 North Broadway, and tell them you heard about it from Mike Boyle on the Restaurant Show.
For over 30 years in Castle Rock, the owners of Pegasus Restaurant, John and Janie DeLay, have enjoyed seeing you because Pegasus is about, sure, good food and good service, but it's more than that. It truly is a neighborhood gathering place, a place where longtime Castle Rock residents knew they could get a good meal, big portions, hearty plates, and when new residents or just people from the area stopped by, they were always greeted with a smile before sitting down and enjoying a fabulous selection of breakfast items or a wide, varied menu for lunch. And while Pegasus did fine during the shutdown, a big part of the enjoyment that John and Janie get from the restaurant business is being able to see you, chat, learn about you, and how you're doing. You can still do takeout if that's your preference, but why not go by, relax inside or on the patio and order a breakfast favorite, the chiladas, or a big fluffy omelet. Here's an idea. With your breakfast, enjoy a mimosa flight. For lunch, nice sandwiches and salads. Maybe try a longtime favorite, the French dip, and the burgers are always special. Pegasus is open 7 days a week during dine-in breakfast and lunch. If you'd prefer to take out, give them a call at 303-688-6746. Pegasus in Castle Rock. You're going to love it.
All right, 13 minutes after 10 o'clock here in the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show. Happy to have you with me. We span the globe. We broadcast from all over the state. Today we're broadcasting live in Denver on KNUS and Colorado Springs on AM 1460 and FM 101.1 The Answer. You can listen to me on my website at MikeBoyle.com. Just click on Listen Live. A gentleman last week called up and said, Simple Radio is a free app that you can use to get the show as well. We had a little bit of a technical problem last week, not having a technical problem today. We are up in Breckenridge at Northside Pizza. I'm going to introduce you to Brian Jones. Brian and his partner, John, are the proprietors here. But first, I understand we have a caller already. Let's go to Scott, see what Scott. Oh, Scott already dropped. All right. Well, Scott, if you want to take the time to call back, 303-696-1971. So, Brian, come on in here, buddy, and let's talk a little bit about Northside Pizza. First of all, thanks for having me up.
Oh, always. We love having you up.
How many, I'm saying, 10 years. It's probably 8, 9. It's probably close to 10. How many years since you started Northside Pizza?
It was officially 10 years on December 23rd last year.
Wow. All right. And I remember that. I remember you opened right before Christmas and good time to be open. You know, one of the things that I learned about having many, many places in Winter Park and a place over in Copper Mountain is that everybody wants to have them through the winter. And then when it starts to get into the late April mud season, May, June, that's when they want to sell or that's when you don't want to open up a business. You guys did it exactly right. The 23rd of December took you right into the season and you were off and running.
But we had many of problems that came along with that too, opening up busy and not having all our processes worked out and everything yet. So, yeah, but we never made anybody too angry and they all came back. So
let's go through your history a little bit, you and John. Kind of take the listeners through, because I think it's a wonderful success story. By the way, you want to say hello to your mom and dad?
Sure. Hi, Mom, Dad. Hi, Dad.
They're down there in Denver listening, I'm sure. But take the folks a little bit through how you got here.
We both worked and managed at a pizza restaurant in town. And that place, the owner went through some financial trouble. He had a divorce and some other stuff happened. So the owners of the building took it over. And when they took it over, they had me and my now business partner, they had us open it. So we got all the processes for opening the business. We opened the business for them, and then we start having problems with them because it hit mud season, and obviously profits weren't as good, and they didn't expect that for some reason. And so we started having problems with them, and then we had talked about it for a couple years of opening our own place. This spot became available, and we got the lease here, put together our business plan, and it took about 6-8 months, and we've been running with it ever since.
Rocking and rolling ever since. And it's kind of fun to come up here. You know what? For a number of years, Brian, I came up in October. And the idea was to remind people that fall colors, winter's coming, maybe book yourself a condo for the week or 2 weeks or whatever over the winter so that you could come up and ski. But a couple of years ago, I was supposed to come up in October, and it was snowing like crazy, so I didn't come. We moved it back to June. It's really a nice time to come up here, although I was a little surprised at how much snow there still is. No problem with the roads, no problem with the sunshine up here, but I was a little bit surprised at how much snow is still up on Loveland, coming over Loveland Pass, and even on the Breckenridge Mountain here.
Oh, yeah. We've had a couple big years in a row, actually, and yeah, the snow's taking a little bit to melt off, but it's still warm in town, still 70s, and got up to 80 a couple weeks ago, I think. Jeez. And, yeah, it's just taking a little while to melt, that's all.
And we're going to talk about some of the summer activities that are up here. We're going to talk about, and by the way, part of the Victorian house where Brian and John have Northside Pizza is actually a bike rental company. Now, obviously, if I was going to come up and want to ride a bike on the beautiful bike paths here around Breckenridge, I'd bring my own bike. But if you don't want to bring your own bike, or if you don't have a bike rack, if you don't have a car that will accommodate your bike, you can come on up here, you can park, you can get a bike, you can go for a nice bike ride, work up a nice appetite, come on back to Northside Pizza, get yourself a pizza or wings or calzones or some of the other stuff they have. Have yourself a nice cold beer. They've got a lot of local beers here. We're going to talk a little bit about that. But it's a fun place. They're good guys. And I always get a kick out of it because they always say that when somebody walks in that's, talk about snow on the mountain, got a little bit of snow on the mountain, a gray head of hair, maybe somebody 50, 55, 60, 65, they look at those people and say, "Welcome to Northside Pizza. You must be a fan of the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show," right, Brian?
Oh yeah,
they know that some of us older folks like to. Hey, it makes us young to hang around with young people. All right, let's do this. I want to take your calls 303-696-1971. 303-696-1971. By the way, those of you that entered our email contest in Colorado Springs yesterday on my show from 10 o'clock until 1 o'clock, come on in. Don't worry. Come on in. We're happy you're here. Oh, but at any rate, we had an email contest yesterday. Those gift certificates that I gave away have been mailed. Very proud of myself. And then yesterday afternoon on KNUS in Denver, 3 to 5, we took your phone calls. And those gift certificates have been mailed. I dropped them in the mail as I pulled out of Castle Rock today. It's obviously Sunday. They probably won't go out until tomorrow. But you should have those by Tuesday or Wednesday. Gift certificates for the Black Eyed Pea and a few other places as well. Hey, by the way, a week from today is Father's Day. And my daughter, Kaylee Boyle, will be in town. She's coming up from Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, to spend the day with her dad. We're going to do the show live from 10 o'clock until noon. But I'll tell you about what we're going to be giving away when we come back to Northside Pizza on the Restaurant Show.
News Talk 710, KNUS.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and if you're looking for Chinese food in the southeast Denver area, why not stop off at the Golden Shanghai, 1412 South Parker Road. Wonderfully, locally, independently owned, Tony and Dana Pond, absolutely wonderful husband and wife team. They've had it for well over 20 years, 1412 South Parker Road. And not only do they serve Chinese food, but they've got Thai food, Vietnamese food. And you know one other thing they've done? They've added a bunch of those real Chinese dishes, the dishes you would get if you decided to go to China. Sure, they've got the sesame chicken and the Mongolian beef, dishes we all love from a Chinese restaurant, but they've got some of that authentic stuff as well. They're open 7 days a week, serving lunch and dinner at the Golden Shanghai. Their phone number is 303-743-9079. That's 303-743-9079. They've got a private party room, but stop by and say hello to Tony and Dana Pan. They've got a full-service bar, absolutely wonderful people, the Golden Shanghai Restaurant in Southeast Denver.
Has planning your family's vacation become overwhelming? When you call Red Carpet World Travel at 303-743-0011 to plan your next vacation, they'll work with Funjet Vacations to create your personalized vacation package. Red Carpet World Travel and Funjet Vacations have the knowledge and tools necessary to assist you in making the best decisions for your family. Your vacation package with Funjet Vacations will be customized to allow you to purchase a complete vacation experience. Red Carpet World Travel will help you plan an amazing vacation to Mexico, the Caribbean, Hawaii, or Europe, and they'll put it together at one affordable, packaged price. Flight, hotel, transfers, activities, and tours, along with cancel for any reason trip insurance. This can be all included in your Funjet Vacation package price. To plan your next fun-filled Funjet Vacation escape to Mexico, the Caribbean, Hawaii, or Europe, call the travel experts at Red Carpet World Travel, 303-743-0011. Red Carpet World Travel, 303-743-0011, or visit their website at redcarpetworldtravel.com.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Indian food. Do you like Indian food? I love Indian food. And if you like good Indian food, you've got to be thinking about India's restaurant, 8921 East Hamden. Chris Kapoor, the proprietor, has been around for over 30 years in the Denver restaurant scene. Things are going a little bit different over there. They haven't quite gotten into the dine-in yet. You know, a big part of their business was the lunch buffet. Well, we're not allowed to do buffets anymore, so he's trying to figure out what he wants to do. He's trying to figure out what he wants to do with that private party room. But that doesn't mean you can't call over there and get the meals takeout. He has figured out a way to make that Indian cuisine look terrific, travel well, so you can take the same great food from India's restaurant home with you. Give him a call. His name is Chris Kapoor. It's India's restaurant, 8921 East Hamden. You can give him a call. They can have it ready for you. They can bring it right out to your car. But don't forget about enjoying good Indian cuisine from the India's restaurant.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com.
I own that.
Daily mail, come on. 6 o'clock news says somebody's been shot. Somebody's been abused. Somebody blew up a building. Somebody stole a car. Somebody.
All right, 10:24 time on the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show. Happy to have you with me, broadcasting live from Northside Pizza, 315 Main Street in Breckenridge, Colorado. Hey, by the way, you know what today is? You know whose birthday it is today? The United States Army. Yep, 245 years old. And of those 245 years, I am proud to say that I spent a few years in the United States Army. Yep, so happy birthday to the United States Army. All right, we like to put a smile on your face. You know that. So do you know, I'm going to ask Brian Jones, owner of the Northside Pizza. Brian, do you know how to make holy water?
I do not.
You boil the hell out of it. Okay. So you've got a three-year-old, and at some point, that three-year-old's going to go to an ice cream store with you and say, Dad, how did you learn to make a banana split? And you will be able to say, I went to Sunday school. Come on, that's cute. Don't you think, Brian?
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right, 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. I want to remind you, it's Sunday. It's 26 minutes after 10 o'clock. And you're saying, Mike, you had a beautiful drive up to Breckenridge this morning. Got up early, loaded Bailey the Mexican street dog in the truck. Had a nice drive, not too much traffic. I don't know what it's going to be like going home at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday. Brian Jones, will there be a lot of traffic? There has been. Okay, well, maybe I'll have to leave a little bit early. But regardless, I'm here until at least noon. I'm going to have a pizza. I'm going to have some buffalo wings. But maybe you want to go to a place down in the Denver metro area. I want to remind you, we had him on the air a week ago yesterday, that the egg and you. Remember the old Egg and Eyes? Remember how I told you they got bought by First Watch out of Florida? They converted the restaurants over to First Watch restaurants. Well, some of the people chose to go off on their own, and one of those is Richard Yoke. Y-O-K-E. I think that that's the perfect name for a guy that owns an egg restaurant. But they were able to keep the menus, the recipes. They were able to keep all of that stuff. But it's now called an Egg and You. It's an independent operation. It's on Main Street in Parker, just a little bit west of Parker Road. They're serving breakfast and lunch 7 days a week. But go on by and see them. And remember that, like I said, a week from today is Father's Day. We're going to have a full show from 10 to noon. My daughter Kaylee Boyle is going to be joining me. But also, we're going to be giving away a bunch of gift certificates. But maybe you want to go out for Father's Day and the Egg and You might be an absolutely great place to be thinking about. They've got wonderful Benedicts, great omelets. They've got some classic egg favorites. They've got some wonderful scrambles, skillets, hashes. So stop by and ask for Rich or his manager, Susie, over there at the Egg and You on Main Street in Parker. All right, let me get back to Brian Jones. Brian Jones is going to tell us a little bit about the menu here, going to tell us a little bit about Northside Pizza. Brian, why Breckenridge? When you got done with Denver University hospitality program, why Breckenridge, just out of curiosity? Why not Vail? Why not Winter Park? Did you have an affinity for this place? Did you have a history here a little bit? Why Breckenridge?
Well, I grew up in Denver, and I feel like there's really like three ski towns that were towns before they were a ski resort. And Breckenridge is one of them, Crest Butte's one of them, and Telluride's one of them. And
a little inaccessible, Crest Butte and Telluride.
Exactly. I want to go to too many Rockies games, want to go to too many Broncos games, to live 5 hours away from Denver. So moved up here for 1 year after I got done with college and with all my roommates and never left.
And where do they go?
They are in Portland, San Francisco, Minneapolis, I think.
Wearing a coat and tie and doing middle management type stuff, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And you're living the dream. Do you ever hear from them? Do they ever call you? Do you ever talk? Do they ever say, my God, I've got a wife and two kids, and I got a mortgage up to my eyeballs, and I've got a boss that's kind of a jerk, and you're still skiing every day, and you're still going for hikes every day, and running a successful business on your own. Do you ever hear any of that from those folks?
No, we actually still get together every single year, and I think between all of us, we have four wives and four kids total. So everybody's still kind of, especially the San Francisco ones, still just riding their bikes, doing their thing in the tech industry. And so, yeah, we try to get together every year. Usually they come here for skiing, a ski trip, or we try to meet up somewhere else. So,
all right. So talk about Breckenridge a little bit. I was driving up. I was on I-70. And you drive it a lot. You've got friends down in Denver Metro. You've got your parents. You go down and visit friends of your wife. You like to go to Bronco games. You like to go to Rockies games. So you're on I-70 a lot. I'm not on it nearly as much as I used to be. But if you don't come up except every 3, 4, 5, 6 months, you notice the increase in traffic. You notice the condition of I-70. That road needs some serious, serious work. I was a little bit surprised about that, Brian.
It's just, yeah, there's just cars on it all the time. And it's, especially high winter, it's unbelievable how bad traffic's gotten. But,
well, we see the pictures on the news.
Oh, yeah. I think that's just Colorado in general. You've seen it in Castle Rock, I'm sure.
So you just got, if you're going to come up here, you got to come up maybe in off times a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I always recommend coming up on weekdays if it's possible. But if not, you can always try to work around traffic later Friday night, later Sunday night, earlier Sunday morning. There's definitely ways to get up here.
All right, 303-696-1971. I've got some gift certificates to give away. You tell me where you live. You go on the air. You contribute to the show. And we can come up with something for you. Next Saturday, I've got an event at the Garden of the Gods Trading Post, a Boyle Lunch Bunch. My name is Mike Boyle. I'm inviting you to lunch, and we always have a bunch of people, great meals, great deals. Next Saturday, KNUS for 2 hours, 3 to 5. We've got Joyce's Famous Pizza, 2120 South Broadway. You can call in your order or swing by and pick it up. And then a week from today is Father's Day. We're going to be taking calls and giving away gift certificates to the Black Hat Cattle Company in Kittredge, maybe Black Eyed Pea, maybe Grinnelli's Pizza in Castle Rock, maybe Pegasus Restaurant in Castle Rock. I've got gift certificates in Colorado Springs. I've even got a couple gift certificates up in Greeley to Fat Albert's Restaurant up there. She sent me her Father's Day menu. It's going to be a beautiful meal up there. So if you want to give me a call next week, you can do that. But if you'd like to give me a call and weigh in today, 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. 1971. I found some of the best of coronavirus confessions. Good sex, bad teachers, and secret smokes. This was from the LA Times. The LA Times asked people to weigh in on some of their secrets. Early last month, when we asked readers of the Los Angeles Times to anonymously submit the shame-inducing, rule-flouting behavior they were less than proud of engaging in since the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic, we expected to receive maybe a couple dozen responses total, a tiny handful of genuine, heartfelt confessions that we could publish, and a whole lot of snarky trolling that we could not. The result was quite the opposite. So many people poured their hearts out to us over the last 30 plus days that what was supposed to be a single post became four, and we ended up publishing a total of 144 reader submissions that ranged from admitting to simple pleasures. I'll go check the mail again after 30 minutes just for fun, even if I know it's still empty, to bombshells. I have a wife and 6-year-old child. I have also been having a long-distance extramarital affair for the past 3 years. The pandemic has forced an end to the affair because we can't meet up. It's really a blessing in disguise. So anyway, got a whole bunch of these things, and I'm going to share them with you. I think they're kind of funny. I think it'll put a smile on your face. I think it will make light of a situation that, as far as I was concerned, was way overblown, way overreacted to, and way overhyped. So we're going to be sharing those with you as we go through the show today. Maybe you've got one. Maybe you want to call up and give Jim, producer of the show, your real name and mailing address, and I'll mail you a certificate. But you can go on the air under a nom de plume, a pen name, and tell us maybe something that maybe one of your coronavirus confessions. All right, we're at Northside Pizza, 315 Main Street in Breckenridge. We'll be back on The Restaurant Show.
You've heard of New York-style pizza. You've heard of Chicago-style pizza. But have you ever heard of Midwest-style pizza? Well, that's what they're serving at Grinnelli's Pizza on Wilcox Street in downtown Castle Rock. You know how the toppings are put on under the cheese in Chicago? Well, that's what new owner Angie Trano is doing at Grinnelli's. But here's the big but. She says that that's how they make pizzas in Minnesota, where she's from, and Wisconsin and Iowa. So she calls it Midwest-style pizza. Whatever you call it, it's good. Grinnelli's has been around for over 20 years and also serves some wonderful appetizers, salads, sandwiches, and pastas. And even though Grinnelli's did well with takeout, now the dining room is open. So dine in or take out. Grinnelli's also offers a nice selection of local craft beers. Grinnelli's is easy to get to off I-25 at exit 182 or the Plum Creek exit number 181. And if you'd rather bake the pizza yourself, have it when you want it, Grinnelli's also does a wonderful take-and-bake pizza. Open 6 days a week, closed Sunday. You can either stop by and order or give them a call at 303-814-1853. That's 303-814-1853. Ask for Angie. She'd love to meet you.
Good news, no great news. The four View House restaurants, yep, four, downtown across from Coors Field, historic downtown Littleton, Centennial just off I-25 and the Tech Center, and the newest store in Colorado Springs are now open for dine-in eating, drinking, or to enjoy one of their fabulous rooftop patios. If you prefer, each View House location is still doing takeout. But it's time to get together again with friends. Enjoy dine-in. Each store is staffed and ready to serve you. All meals are being prepared under the supervision of corporate executive chef Jose Guerrero and his excellent staff at each individual restaurant. The View House restaurants are also constantly updating their offerings, so ask about special items and package deals. Maybe even take one of their craft brewed beers home with you. Remember that each View House restaurant has private party rooms that can accommodate groups of all sizes. And if you don't want to dine in or pick up your takeout meal, each View House has its own delivery service. You can enjoy View House food in the comfort of your own home. But if you want Mike's suggestion, stop by any of the four View House locations, Lodo, Littleton, Centennial, and Colorado Springs. Good food, friendly people, all with great views from their rooftop patios.
Hey, buddy, it's Mike from the Black Hat Cattle Company up in Kittredge. You know, Highway 74, just a little bit west of Morrison, doing a great job. Dinner Only House, Dave Rodriguez, a good old boy from Red Lodge, Montana, over 35 years in the steakhouse business. Well, what they did was they shut down for the Great American Shutdown. But what they did, they came up with a great package. Listen to this. You can get a box of their steaks, Gold Canyon Premium Angus Beef, two ribeyes, two New Yorks, two top sirloins, two fillets, and 2 pounds of ground beef patty, all to go for $125. You can stop by, pick it up. You give them a call to reserve them, 303-670-0941. That's 303-670-0941. It's $125. Stop by. You pick them up. You take them home. You fire up the Barbie. You open up a bottle of wine, and you are having Black Hat Cattle Company steaks right in the comfort of your home.
Doesn't an ice-cold Mountain Dew sound good? As we return to the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show.
She said, I'm going out with my girlfriends. Margaritas at the Holiday Inn.
All right, 39 minutes after 10 o'clock. I'm going to be with you up until 11 o'clock. We'll take a break for news. Then I'll be back until 12 o'clock. The Restaurant Show every Sunday, 10 o'clock until noon, all up and down the Front Range. Denver, News Talk 710, KNUS, Colorado Springs, AM 1460, and FM 101.1, The Answer. I'm at Northside Pizza. I'm going to share some more of these coronavirus confessions. One guy said, I've been drinking a lot more. My wife is incapable of being quiet. She she bustles and bangs around with nervous energy all day. The virus is bad enough, but quarantine is killing me. The day before yesterday, she was gone to work for 4 hours, and I drank enough to pass out. There's some of those confessions that appeared in the LA Times. And let me ask Brian Jones here at the Northside Pizza, do you have any coronavirus confessions of were you shut down from the middle of March until the 1st of June, or did you do takeout? You guys are pizza, you're set up for takeout. How did you handle it?
We were shut down for 1 week, just trying to determine how we were going to handle the situation. And then we opened for pickup and delivery like that next Monday with obviously way different hours with cooks and bartenders and everything. Well, not bartenders at that point. There were more like phone answers, food runners. But we were shut for the week of, St. Patrick's Day. So we still are sitting on a keg of
green beer.
Exactly. We bought, but
and probably from the 17th of March, St. Patrick's Day locally, through the end of March, spring break, you probably didn't have any business repercussions losing that 2 weeks, did you?
Oh, nothing. Absolutely not. No, we were – that's usually something you count on to make it through summer and everything. And fortunately, we try to do everything in cash here, so – We're going to be good unless something else happens.
Well, when you say cash, you're talking about how when food comes in, you pay for it.
Yes.
And when liquor comes in, you pay for it. So you're not 30 days out. So 30 days from now, you've got to pay a bill for something you're selling today. So that was the one that was the way I realized that a lot of people are proponents of credit, using credits, making things stretch out as long as they possibly can. But I wanted to know that in that restaurant, sure, you pay utilities and arrears, and yes, you pay your rent in advance, but I wanted to know that everything that was in that restaurant, beer, wine, liquor, food, I wanted to know that it was paid for. And when I sold it tonight, we had the proper margins so that we were having a profitable day.
Oh, yeah, that's one thing that was huge for us when we opened is we did not want to deal with debt. So we had enough of that already.
Well, and you can imagine how many I'll tell you something. A lot of people may not know this. A lot of people may not care. But there are a lot of restaurants. And I don't know what the number is. But there are a lot of restaurants that get deliveries on Friday and write checks that they hope with Friday, Saturday, Sunday business will clear when that purveyor deposits those checks on Monday morning. And I just think it's a frightening way to go. What do you think?
It's terrifying. not to like say if that's what the way you want to run your business, but no, it really helps with the business partner too. I kind of, we pay ourselves a salary. We kind of keep little bit in the bank account so we know we can make it a bit in case something really bad happens, which something really bad happened. So we got helped out with the PPP loan and everything else, but even when everything fully shut down, it wasn't full panic mode for us.
Let's talk a little bit about Northside, and let's talk a little bit about the I mentioned that it used to be that a lot of these places were winter focused, and I remember Copper Mountain in 79, 80. I remember they had the golf course, but on the 15th of April, there was nobody. I mean, nobody. And you say, well, Mike, there was something. I'm telling you, there was nobody. They didn't have the health club. They didn't have anything over there. But most of these areas have understood that with the cost of land and the cost of development and so forth, they need to figure out a way to have a year-round appeal. Maybe not May when the mud season's here and so forth, but they need to figure out a way to have a year-round appeal. And Breckenridge seems to have done that.
Since I moved here 15 years ago, I remember it was a ghost town here end of April. Now, wow, like you close down and for like 1 week you're kind of quiet and then it starts going crazy again, especially now that Breckenridge is staying open till, well, not this year, but they try to stay open till Memorial Day now to compete with A Basin. So,
and you were telling me, that yesterday I was saying, God, can you hike around here now? Because there's still plenty of snow on Breckenridge Mountain and so forth. And I passed a lot of snow coming up. And I like to knock out a 14er or two sometime. I usually wait till later in July, maybe the 1st of August, maybe the 2nd of August when people go back to school. We'll see how that's going to work this year. But it gives you an opportunity to go out on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, do a hike and not worry about the crowds. But you were telling me that people are already up here doing a lot of hiking.
Oh, yeah. I live at the Quandary Trailhead, and it was packed yesterday for sure. So people are getting up on top of 14ers. I know I've tried to be hiking around this entire whole quarantine scenario, trying to get outside. Thank God it kind of happened in spring rather than deep winter, so you could be getting out. But, yeah, most of the trails are pretty good to go up here. You might, you know, like above tree line, you're probably going to be running into a little bit of snow. But, yeah, everything's getting going here in the county, and I know most of the mountain biking trails are out. So,
talk about the county. Summit County. When I was driving up today, I noticed a sign that said, entering Summit County, established 1861. And I'll tell you why that jumped out at me. I'm a little bit of a history buff. I try to know a little bit about where I happen to be living. Colorado became a state in 1876. So how does that work, Brian Jones? Do a bunch of local people that are living here, living in log cabins and mining for gold or whatever the hell they were doing back in 1861, it's not like they seceded from the Union because they weren't part of the Union. It's not like those screwballs in Seattle proclaiming an autonomous state in the middle of downtown Seattle. How did that work? How can you become a county? What do you become a county from?
So it's a bit local legend, a bit what actually happened. There was two different land purchases, one that followed the Continental Divide, and then another that just went straight down, I think, through Eagle County, and it kind of created this no man's land in between it that Breckenridge was smack dab in the middle of. So that's why it's known as the Kingdom of Breckenridge. So it's kind of local legend. We were our own country for a little bit because we were kind of in this no man's land that was not really quite purchased by the U.S. at the time.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that in 1861, when they founded the County of Summit, in 1876, when it became a state and Summit County became part of Colorado, do you think that the local residents then, if they'd have known that 130 years later, Jared Polis was going to be the governor of Colorado, they'd have chose to stay autonomous?
Could be.
I don't want to tell you what I think about King Jared. All right. My name is Mike Boyle. I'm broadcasting live today from the Northside Pizza up in Breckenridge. Let me give you another one or two of these coronavirus confessions. They open the doors at 11 o'clock. You can sit out on the Blue River. Okay, here's another coronavirus confession. I finally have a solid reason for not visiting my in-laws. Believe me, this coronavirus quarantine has been so restorative for my emotional health. You know, Brian, you know the difference between in-laws and outlaws?
No.
Outlaws are wanted. All right. Thank you very much, Jim. My partner has been social distancing from his family in his home country. And being apart from him is making me realize how many things annoy me. I have finally been able to clear my thoughts because I don't have to prepare myself for acting interested when he talks about film, podcasts, and the dumb conversations we have. Sounds like that relationship may be coming to a conclusion here fairly soon. I give my four-year-old every meal in bed while she watches cartoons, just so she will leave me alone for a little bit. All right, 303-696-1971. 303-696-1971. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I got to see a guy. I think that this is a great, great story. I got to see a guy that used to be my neighbor when I moved into Castle Rock 30 years ago. And he was in town visiting one of my other neighbors the other day. We sat down and we had a couple beers. And I'm going to tell you the story. He has been in the restaurant industry entire life. I'll tell you about it when we come back to the Northside Pizza with the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show.
With the shutdown over, wouldn't you like to go on a nice ocean-type vacation? Can't take the time? Don't want to fly? Well, did you know you only have to go as far as Happy Canyon Road in South Santa Fe and Castle Pines to get wonderful fresh seafood? That's right, Trestle's Coastal Cuisine. For over 2 years now, Jose and Mimi Espinosa have been bringing their 30-plus years of Huntington Beach seafood restaurant expertise to the area. Maybe start with some fresh oysters. Jose is tremendously proud of his selection of both East and West Coast oysters. Maybe the crab cakes. For fresh seafood, maybe enjoy the scallops, king crab, or the fresh fish of the day. Have a carnivore in your party? Choose from the New York Strip, a filet, and the rack of lamb is sensational. Trestle's serves lunch Monday through Saturday and is open for dinner nightly, has a beautiful but relaxed decor and a patio that was made to enjoy our fabulous Colorado sunsets, and a wine list that is second to none, compliments a full-service bar. It's called Trestle's Coastal Cuisine, but the salads are fabulous. Oh, and if you're craving a burger, it's one of the best around. Trestle's welcomes reservations, so either drop in or call 303-663-3622. That's 303-663-3622. And remember, if you still want to do takeout, Trestle's is happy to accommodate you.
The warm weather is finally here. Thank goodness. You've just finished cutting the grass, washing the car, sanding and painting the deck, breaking out the grill. Maybe you've been chasing the kids around the park or trying to maintain your athletic body by walking, biking, running, or hiking. Well, you need to rehydrate. You're thinking, wouldn't an ice-cold Pepsi go good right now? You bet it would. But maybe fire down an ice-cold bottle of Propel, Life Water, or Aquafina first, or maybe a Gatorade instead. Cool off and then think about relaxing on the back deck or in the backyard with a Pepsi, either regular or diet, or maybe even a Pepsi Zero Sugar. Then there's Mountain Dew, Sierra Mist Lemon Lime, or Mug Root Beer that are sure to please. Iced tea? Pepsi also bottles and distributes Lipton tea. But whichever way you go, Pepsi and all of their other products are sure to refresh and are made for our active Colorado lifestyle. And if you need some snacks, don't forget that Pepsi also distributes Lay's, Ruffles, and Tostitos chips and other snacks, including Mike's new favorite, the Cheddar Jalapeno Cheetos. So remember to look for Pepsi products wherever they are sold and stock up for the warm weather. What is going to be a beautiful summer.
Hey, buddy, Mike Boyle, host of the Restaurant Shows. You know, over the Great American Shutdown, I learned a lot about a lot of different restaurateurs here in the Denver metro area. One of the best around is Steve Shaw. Steve and his partners own and operate the Nine Black Eyed Peas all up and down the Front Range. They said, if we're going to be shut down, we're going to do takeout, but we're going to do it very, very well. They came up with grab-and-go packages. They came up with family meals. They also started their own delivery service. But you know what? Now they're open, and you can stop by. Go on in, sit down, relax, have a beer, have a glass of wine, enjoy that wonderful chicken, fried chicken. It is absolutely sensational. Maybe you want the nice, slow roasted, juicy pot roast. They've got a full service menu. Every meal comes with two sides. Yep, you get to choose from a whole bunch of different sides. They're open 7 days a week now for lunch and dinner. The Black Eyed Peas, 9 locations all up and down the Front Range. Stop by. I think you're going to love them. And tell them you've heard about it from Mike Boyle on the Restaurant Show.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com.
The bars are all closed.
It's 4 in the morning. I must have shut them all down.
All right, 10:54 is the time on the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show, broadcasting live from Northside Pizza. You know that you are in the Colorado Rockies when Roger can drive over from Park County, not wearing a mask, but he's packing in an open carry. You know you are in Colorado when you got that kind of look, right, Brian? I'll tell you what, I get a kick out of it.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about Northside Pizza, and then I want to talk a little bit about the pedestrian zone that Breckenridge has created. restaurants have been applying to be able to have tables out in front of their restaurants. Some streets have been discussed. Closures have been discussed. The Tailgate Tavern in Parker has closed off a big part of their parking lot in the back, and they put tables outside. You've got tables out on the lawn. You've got tables out back on the Blue River. Denver got 470 applications to expand. And last Sunday on the air, I shared how many had been approved of the 470.
I have no idea.
One. Nice going, Mayor Hancock. Yeah, nice friendly business environment there in Denver. They probably approved a few more since then. But Breckenridge has kind of decided to make the downtown area a little bit of a pedestrian zone.
Yes, kind of something the town council's wanted to do for a long time. I hope they never do permanently, but right now we went down there, me and my wife and child went down there Friday night. It's actually really fun for summertime.
Now, can you walk? I mean, can you go to this restaurant and sit down at a table and have a meal? But can you also go to that restaurant and maybe buy a beer and walk around in the pedestrian zone? How's that working down there, Brian?
I think most restaurants you have to stay confined within their area on Main Street, but it is really cool. There's tables everywhere on Main Street, and it's especially with as many bars and restaurants as there are in Breckenridge, it's almost all the way down if you really want to. You know, and they've opened up the Riverwalk Center, which is like kind of our like music venue in town, our amphitheater. And they're selling the beers out of there that they normally just do during their concerts. And they have a big lawn open. So all of Breckenridge is kind of like this festival type atmosphere right now. It's really fun. We had a great time when we went down Friday night.
I have been very critical of the shutdown measures. I think that they have been way over the top. And it's been interesting to watch how some individual counties, municipalities, how health departments in some of those respective municipalities and counties have worked with the businesses, not just restaurants, but flower shops and whatever, to get them open so that they can, I think that the unfortunate deaths of coronavirus are one thing, but you know, I've said this on the air, Brian, I don't mind saying it. I'm a lot more concerned with the health and well-being of the 300 million living people in this country than I am overly concerned about the 100,000 deaths in this country. And I know that there's somebody out there screaming at the radio right now, well, if it was one of your relatives or one of your dear friends or one of your neighbors, you know what? It would be an unfortunate circumstance. But I the life is for the living, Brian, and I'm glad to see places like Breckenridge trying to attract people up here to bring these businesses back. You told me what just the 2-week shutdown from St. Patrick's Day through spring skiing cost you. And the way you're running your business, what you've told me with April and May and delivery and so forth, and the tables out on the Blue River right now, you'll make that back, but it will be a while. And there's a lot of other businesses that aren't going to be able to make it back.
Yeah, absolutely. They're claiming that a lot of people aren't going to make it through summer, maybe even winter. And, I don't know. I have a high risk wife, so I had to like shut in for a little bit, but absolutely. I feel like a lot of things, not just Summit County did, but even Colorado did. Colorado's been open to reopening a long time before some of these other states and LA County, for example, are.
And yet dramatically behind others as well. Yeah, I understand that.
And that's something to do with how outdoor of a culture we have here, too. So, and how much sunshine and everything we're getting. Everybody's not super vitamin D deprived up here.
No, it's a beautiful sunny day up here in Breckenridge. So come on up if you'd like. And if not, right down Northside Pizza, 315 Main Street in Breckenridge. And if you get up anytime over the summer, if you get up anytime for the fall colors, or maybe you'd like to ski up here and ski the summit, we'll talk about all of that stuff after the news here on the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show.